Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'm going to talk about a low maintenance plant called wild rosemary, which is endemic to the Cape. Wild rosemary, also known by its botanical name Eriocephalus africanus, is a water-wise, hardy, evergreen indigenous shrub. Wild rosemary has fine silver-gray foliage. The fast-growing shrub has tiny needle-like leaves. It also produces clusters of small, delicate daisy-like white flowers during the winter months. These tiny flowers produce nectar which attracts bees, butterflies, and other insects. This makes the wild rosemary ideal for use in bird-friendly gardens because the insects in turn will attract birds. An interesting feature about the wild rosemary is the fluffy white seeds which follow the flowers. The seeds resemble cotton wool and the plant derives its Afrikaans name, kapokbosi, from this feature. Also very interesting about this plant is that it has very aromatic foliage. It has a menthol fragrance, so smells a bit like Vicks. Wild rosemary is indigenous to the Western Cape and is also found growing near the sea. This makes it an ideal plant for coastal gardens as it is tolerant of sandy soil and salt sea spray. Wild rosemary is also drought tolerant and heat and wind resistant. It is also tolerant of extreme cold conditions, so is a suitable plant for exposed gardens experiencing adverse weather conditions. Grow this evergreen shrub in a full sun position in well-drained soil. Wild rosemary needs moderate water throughout the year and eventually reaches the size of about 1.5 meters in height with a similar spread. Because of its furry looking rounded shape, wild rosemary works well as an informal hedge. It can also be trimmed to shape or pruned to encourage bushy growth. Plant in groups of 3 or 5 in beds or use them to line pathways. They can also be used as container plants or as a filler plant in a mixed indigenous bed. You can propagate wild rosemary either from seed or from cuttings taken in spring or autumn. Wild rosemary can also be used as a substitute for normal rosemary and has a much milder flavor. It also is a well-known medicinal plant and was used to treat ailments like coughs and colds. Other interesting info about it is that the fluffy seeds were traditionally used to stuff pillows. Birds also use the cotton wool-like seeds to line their nests. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend.
Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.